Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We should like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, the state, and the local communities. May I speak with us, Kyra? Is she available?
Hello? Yeah, but I can't really hear you.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Is this better? We just conducted an opinion survey. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in the state of New Jersey? Thank you, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, the U.S. Senate, Congress, and local office in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you don't think you will
I will vote.
50-50 or probably?
I'm definitely going to.
So almost certain? Thank you, ma'am. And what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, other?
Hispanic, Latino.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Just a moment. Here we go. And for which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, and South America, Spain, Portugal?
We're Dominican.
Dominican. Thank you, ma'am. It's a pleasure talking to you. And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Now, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English? More English than Spanish? Is Spanish and English equally? More Spanish than English? Always Spanish or something else?
Always Spanish.
Always Spanish. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Always Spanish. Ooh, I'm sorry. Okay. Let me just a moment. Okay. Always Spanish, right? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, just to make sure we are reaching everybody in your community, can you please tell me in just a year where you were born? Just a year.
91.
Thank you, ma'am. 1991. Okay, moving on. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you feel it. And if you have no opinion or never heard them, please say so, okay? Now, here's the first one. Stephen Follop, the mayor of Jersey City. From 0 to 100, what number were you given?
I don't know anything of him.
You never heard of him or you had no opinion?
I've never heard of him.
Okay. And Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, from 0 to 100?
80.
Okay, thank you. And Tammy Murphy, the first lady of New Jersey and candidate for the U.S. Senate.
I guess 50.
Okay. And Bo Menendez, the U.S. Senator and candidate for the U.S. Senate?
10.
10, okay. And Andy King, the South Jersey U.S. Congressman and candidate for the U.S. Senate. What number will you give
him? I don't know that person.
Never heard of him, or you had no opinion?
No, never heard of him.
Okay. And Rob Menendez, the U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress, from 0 to 100.
10.
Okay. And Joe Biden, the President of the United States.
1.
Okay. And Ravi Balaf, the mayor of Hub Balkin and candidate for Congress, from 0 to 100.
I do not know that person.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Problems.
Okay, thank you. Let me record that real quick. Okay. Problems. Okay, moving on. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job that Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Approve or disapprove?
I mean, I'm not really politically inclined, but every time I hear him in the news, there's something negative about him.
Okay, your options are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. If you have to pick one of those, which one would you pick?
Somewhat disapprove.
somewhat disapprove. Thank you, ma'am. And if the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Tammy Murphy and Andy Kim and Bob Menendez and Patricia Campos Medina, from who would you vote if you have to decide today?
Tammy Murphy.
Thank you. Okay, and if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Gacy, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, from who would you vote?
Can I if leave a blank?
If you had to choose one of them. I know you probably have to do more research in order to make the right choice, but just for the sake of the research and so we can move forward, which one would you pick?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you. And if in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I've heard about him a few times.
So that would say some, or a lot, or not too much?
Some.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how closely would you say are you following the recent criminal indictment against the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not closely at all.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Here's the first one. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Now, do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
And Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Now, same question. Strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Same question, same options.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And Congressman Rob Menendez, he's his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Same questions, same options. You agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Right. And Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is the Senator Bob Menendez's son. Strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience. We have 51%. Now, I'm going to read you some statements made by critics. And
wait, hold on. How long does this take? I wasn't aware that this would take so long.
Just a few minutes more so I can use the ones you gave me. And believe me, your opinion really matters, ma'am. It's going to help us a lot. And some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me, please, which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Now, critics, Congressman Rob Menendez, say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. That's the critics. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Mr. Congressman Menendez, and it will be unfair to make the Son pay for the sins of the Father. At the same time, they say it's unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Now, does the statement from the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right?
I resonate with the supporters.
The supporters much closer or so much or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Somewhat closer. Thank you, ma'am. Now, critics and the Congressman Rob Menendez say that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Now, the supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders and congressmen like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Raz Barak and Brian Stock, increased vote wage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on the right-wing extremists. Now, does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right?
I think the statement from supporters.
Okay, somewhat closer?
Somewhat.
Okay, yes. Real quick, I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates from congressmen in your district. Now, please tell me, man, if each statement makes you much more likely to, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support that candidate for Congress. And here's the first one. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, for lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Now, will that statement will make you to support that candidate much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
A little more, maybe.
A little more? Okay. And Rob Menendez is fighting against the extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the racing crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common-sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in the power. Same options. Much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not likely at all to support that candidate.
Not likely at all.
Okay. And the only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and he's fighting for migrant communities across the country. Much more likely, somewhat more, a little more, not likely at all to support that candidate.
Not likely.
Not likely at all. Okay. And Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and is training women's health care. Now, will that will make you to support that candidate much more likely, somewhat more, a little more, or not likely at all?
Not likely.
Okay. And Hoboken, a Mayor Rabbi Bala, had 15 years record of public service, and he has never been handed a thing. With racial inequality and racial sea levels, Bala believes that this moment requires change that is momentous. Now, he believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge that we can and must meet. Is that statement will make you to support Mr. Bala much more likely, somewhat, a little more, or not likely at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents. No matter what, his office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first years of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more liable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our life, the challenge we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. And these are the things you're going to hear during campaign, you know. And if you register to vote, I know they want to see if that kind of statement will make you much more likely to support, somewhat likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, and a member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Again, same question, much more, somewhat, a little more, not likely at all, to support him.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Casey, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for who would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Rob Menendez, okay. Now, I know it's going to be a little more, but this is about Ravi Bala, the candidate for Congress. And please tell me if at each of the statements is, even if accurate, it will make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not likely at all to support Mr. Ravi Bala for Congress. And these statements you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? We remain neutral, but Ravi Bala has failed, and he's incompetent as a mayor of Hate Booking, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office. Since his election, Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Is that statement will make you to not support Mr. Bala much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not likely at all?
Not likely at all.
Okay. And Ravi Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the actions of others. Bala has his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quoted, dishonest and deceitful, end quote, end of the quote. And he has twice been the subject of federal tax lien for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes. He has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debts. And Bala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure forms. Now, much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not less likely at all to support him?
Not likely at all.
Okay, and Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by the New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end of the quote.